I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. This weekend, the attention of West Virginia's hunting season turns to the youth of the Mountain State. We'll talk more about it right after this.
If hunting and fishing sound like perfect activities for a first date, you might be a redneck, but you're definitely a friend of the outdoors. Hey, this is Jeff Foxworthy. If you're like me, you've got plenty of friends and family just waiting for an invitation to step outside. So ask them. Take a newcomer shooting, hunting, or fishing. You'll have fun together, and you might even ignite another vital contributor to fish, wildlife, and habitat conservation. Find out how at stepoutside.org.
Daylight Saturday will mark the opening of the annual West Virginia Youth Antlerless Deer Hunt in the Mountain State. The DNR created this day specifically to allow young hunters a chance in the woods for their own no-pressure hunt for several years now. Biologist Dick Hall says it's been well received.
Been extremely well received by our younger people and the adults that are able to take young people out and introduce them to the hunting opportunity that's available during the 3 days that we have, which is October 27th, and then it comes back in again on December 24th and 25th.
Hall explains the importance of a day that allows the children to hunt on their own.
The whole idea is to give the youth an opportunity to go out there and hunt where he's not really competing against the adults. You know, everybody's first day of deer season is anxious, and everybody wants to kill a deer and be out there in the woods. And sometimes the youth is kind of left behind. This is an opportunity where just the youth is out there, and then the adult is the mentor for that youth and can provide the assistance, the technical knowledge of the hunt itself in terms of, you know, what to look for, tracking, things of this nature that sometimes are lost when you got a bunch of people together and everybody competing at the same time. So the dates were selected mainly because to avoid any conflict with other types of seasons.
This year, young hunters will have more land open to them than ever before.
This year, we also have it. It's youth will be able to hunt on private property in all the counties that are open to a deer firearm season. So that's a little different than we had last year.
The hunt is open to youngsters between the ages of 10 and 14. Hall explains this seems to be the best time to start teaching them hands-on hunting lessons.
Most of the time, based on our hunter education information that we have, is that the youth at that stage of life between that ages are able to handle the firearms. Now, I know there are some that start much earlier during the buck season, but generally, based on our hunter education, that's generally when they start having to take the hunter education class, and they're more apt to be able to understand the whole principles.
The season again is this Saturday, and there are two more youth hunting days, Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Also, don't confine this to just the young men. Take your daughters hunting as well this weekend and prepare them for a lifetime of enjoyment in the outdoors as well. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.